Girls Gone Wild franchise in legal trouble again. 22nd of November 2009, this is Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Santa Monica, California. The Girls Gone Wild franchise, created by Joseph R. Francis, has come under fire again from the Justice Department. This time, prosecutors are set on shutting down a new venture, Furries Gone Wild. The new video series by the production company Mantra Films Incorporated, which is headquartered in Santa Monica, California, features furry lifestylers. These are people who dress as animal characters in costume, recreationally, doing vaguely sexual things on camera. Francis got some prison time and a $1.6 million fine for encouraging drunken young girls to disrobe and sometimes engage in sexual activity on camera, and selling the videos to young men who have no chance in hell of ever seeing two naked women willing to have sex with them. Cameraman Yalty Pajinskotsko told UNnews, quote, "We were on a shoot in Cheyenne, Wyoming, looking for some hot, furry action at this one bar. These dudes, you know, they don't settle for drinking. Most of them smoke weed, and quite a few smoke crack. I guess that's what gets them through it," unquote. He continued saying, quote, "The money shots for this genre were to get them yiffing. That's an insider's term for sexual activity between furries, hot and heavy on camera. After a few trips to the restrooms and a few shooters, we started getting some promising stuff. Then they all started piling out of the bar, walking the streets, and looking to cause mayhem, especially the ones who smoked crack," unquote. The incident, which touched off this lawsuit, occurred when cracked-up yiffers started attacking children at random as the stoner furries looked on amused. Lead prosecutor for the case, William Smellings, says, quote, "We think we have a good case against Mr. Francis and company. Were it not for the encouragement of his crew and entourage, these kooks would not have begun a major incident which has scarred the little souls of several of Cheyenne's children forever." Unquote. This has been Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.